Yeah.
I mean, that to me is a number that shouldn't have it because, again, no Owen Freeman. Where is the offensive rebounds coming from? So you got to make sure you find a body, and especially because some of them are long rebounds just based on the way that they play.
Yeah, you look at their numbers in the Big Ten, their overall rebounding numbers, they're a minus -8.
Correct. I mean, and that's like, normally what happens. So for them to be up one in the rebounding category, it is an issue that I look at and say, okay, that's got to be fixed. And especially the five offensive rebounds. Between the six turnovers, five offensive rebounds, it's 11 possessions.
Yeah, and the points off of that combined is 16.
And that's, you're right. Yep. You know, and there was 9.5, now it's 16. Like, it's a big deal.
All right. We get ready for the second half. Badgers trying to get this regular season sweep. A dominating offensive performance against the Hawkeyes in Madison. 39-37 Iowa. Second half about to begin. Badgers will move to our right. In the original starting five, both sides here. And for Wisconsin, that means Nolan Winter inbounds to John Blackwell. You got Crowell, Tanjay, and Klesman rounding out the five as we're underway. Nolan Winter throwing to Tanjay in the right wing. Loops it to Crowell, right of the key. Double team with Peyton Sanford and Riley Mulvey. Klesman wraps it left corner. Winter tries a three, missed it short. Got his own rebound. He followed his miss, and they'll try again. Tanjay deep three straight away. In and out, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It will belong to Iowa. The Hawkeyes will move to our left here in the second half. Leading by two as Drew Thelwell brings it up the floor for the Hawkeyes. Opening minute of this second half. Josh Dix out front. A screen for Mulvey. Dix weaving to the free throw line. Jumper away over Crowell. No good. Rebound Nolan Winter for Wisconsin. Ahead it goes to Blackwell. John up the middle front court. Moves it inside. Crowell catches low in the left. One pump. Takes it right. Got fouled. Big Stevie getting deep, and he'll go to the free throw line. Josh Dix with the foul, his first.
Well, it starts early, running the paint hard, burying the defender. Iowa had the switch on it because of that. Steve just stayed there and demanded the ball.
5 points in the first half for Crowell, and he knocks down the first free throw. Better than 82% for the foul line as Stevie. Badgers remain best in the nation at the free throw line. 84% coming in. Free throws were at a minimum. Both sides in the first half. Second free throw for Crowell. Knocks it straight through. We're tied at 39. 50 seconds gone by second half. Drew Thelwell circles out top. Going to Tredu Seori. He'll try a three, and it's good. Seydou Traore with his sixth triple of the season. And Iowa leads 42-39. Tanjay outside right. Going to Max Klesman, top of the circle. Looks to Nolan Winter, sends to Blackwell. John on the left side, a toss for Crowell. Back to John, left side, and the jumper away, no good. Nolan Winter, the rebound. Klesman turns to Tanjay, right corner three. That's in and out, no good. Rebound, Drew Thelwell of Iowa. He's pushing it up the floor. Thelwell to the line, the little Euro step, flipped it up right hand, glass and rim, no good. Rebound cleared away by Nolan Winter. Minute and a half gone by, second half, 42-39 Iowa. Blackwell feeds Winter. Outside left is Max Klesman. Klesman against Thelwell, bounces the winner, bobbles, gathers, single coverage, Josh Dix, backing is Winter, turns to the block, up right hand, short, rebound up, no, and it's knocked away, out of bounds, it will belong to Wisconsin, they'll say.
It's got much better on the glass right now. It's 2 minutes in, they've been way more aggressive, Wisconsin has been.
Badgers 0-5, though, from the floor to start the second half. A couple of Stevie Crowell free throws. It's been it so far. About 2 minutes gone, second half. Inbounds pass to Blackwell. Blackwell gets a bump from Crowell, throws to Stevie up top, tries a three, and it's off the rim, no good. Seydou Traore the rebound. Here comes Thelwell, right sideline to the front court. Throwing to Traore, top of the circle. Another three in the air. That's no good. The rebound to Crowell. Outlet Tanjay. John wants to push it. Josh Dix getting back defensively. Tanjay on the right wing. 2:20 gone by second half. 42-39 Iowa. Here's Blackwell to the line, down the lane, to the rim, and then lay it up and in. Big strong take from Blackwell. Badgers within one. Thelwell the other way on the right side. Steps beyond the three-point line. Finds a curling Josh Dix at the right lane line. Now, Mulvey hands off to Fellwell. Scoots outside right. Tosses it to Dix.
This is just isolation right now.
And here is Dix off the wing. Shot fake. Crowell holds his ground. Fellwell high on the left. Fellwell against Nolan Winter. Five to shoot. Fellwell driving. Lost it as he went up. The ball flies. Ooh, they're going to say touched by Wisconsin. So Iowa keeps it at 2.9 left in the first half. Not so sure.
I think Iowa gets a break there.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think you're right.
That was just lost by Fellwell.
Gilmore in for Nolan Winter. 2.5 on the shot clock. Fellwell baseline left looking and looking. And his pass, inbounds pass stolen by Blackwell. Dix is back. Here comes John, and he gets fouled by Josh Dix. So it all worked out for Wisconsin. There's a throwaway on the baseline out of bounds play. And Josh Dix picks up his second foul.
3 minutes into the second half and already two fouls against Iowa.
Blackwell baseline right will inbound. Blackwell looks, lobs it in to Carter Gilmore, and his pass knocked away by Fellwell and out of bounds. 42-41 Iowa. Waji Dembele will come in for Riley Mulvey as Trey McCaffrey going to his bench early here in the second half. Tanjay sideline right front court will inbound. Throw it into Crowell at the top. Work to Tanjay at the top of the circle. They go into Gilmore. Loops it back out front. Crowell for three. Back iron no good. And Dembele the rebound. Knocked out of bounds by Carter Gilmore. It'll be Iowa ball.
I would really love to see Wisconsin just attack the paint a little bit more. I know they want to shoot threes, but right now, get to the bucket because Iowa's just, you can't.
Yeah, I agree. Here's Fellwell out front, throwing to Peyton Sanford on the left side. Max Lesman defends. Sanford kills the dribble, throws to Dix up top. Josh Dix puts it on the deck. And the mid-range fadeaway left of the lane, no good. Rebound cleared by Crowell. Here comes Blackwell up the floor, feeding Tanjay on the left wing. Throws it back out front. Steven Crowell out high, hands off to Klesman. Max off to Crowell, screen to the right wing. Picked up the dribble. Max pivots, throws it back out to Gilmore. 14 to shoot. Gilmore driving through the lane, right to left. Left side to Tanjay. Blows off the left wing, hanging up. Got it.
Thank you.
Ooh, John Tanjay working off the wing. He has 10. Badgers lead 43-42. Here's Traore on the right side for the Hawkeyes. Isolated on Crowell. Lisa Fellwell low on the left. Easy money for Drew Fellwell. He has seven. 44-43 Iowa. 15:38 remaining. Here's Blackwell. Just lost his balance. Got away with a walk.
He absolutely did.
Here's Tanjay on the left side. Eyes the rim. He'll let it go. And that's short. Rebound tapped. Gathered by Seydou Traore. Outlet to Peyton Sanford on the right side. Sanford to Traore. Out front. Drives on Crowell. Left of the lane. 10-footer good.
And you can't let him get going.
He has nine now, Seydou Traore, 46-43 Iowa, 15-10 remaining. Klesman left side, throws to Gilmore, back to Max high on the left, whips it to Crowell at the top, wraps to Tanjay on the right side with a shot fake. Tanjay off the right wing, turns to Max, tries a three, left side, book it, we're tied at 46. Klesman with nine.
Big shot there.
14:50 remaining. Fellwell lost his balance on the floor. Gets a pass away and a timeout. An official's timeout there was. And we'll go ahead and take the under 16 media timeout. Not sure what that was all about, but we'll go ahead and take a break.
I think they had Traore calling a timeout.
Okay.
But yeah.
If they say so. Okay. All right. Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports from the experts at the State Journal. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search your app store today. And there was a timeout taken by Iowa. We'll take a break. 14:48 remaining. The Badgers and Hawkeyes tied at 46. It's Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hear that? That's Jones All-Natural Sausage Cooking. It's almost ready to be enjoyed in your favorite breakfast sandwich or as a side with eggs. And that is Jones Dry-Aged Bacon with flavor you won't find anywhere else. You can really taste the difference our dry-aging process makes. I'm Philip Jones, and quality ingredients and attention to detail are how we've been making breakfast better since 1889. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap!
Well, you're listening to Badger Football on WRJN, but don't forget, WRJN is home to one of Wisconsin's most celebrated sports reporters, Mike Clemens. Mike has reports on the air every hour, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Mike's embedded with the Packers. You want the inside story on what's happening with the Green Bay Packers? Mike has it for you. 12 times a day, it's Mike Clemens Sports on your home for local news and timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Large is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots and Lots of Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. Seydou Traore was the Hawkeye asking for and getting the timeout. So both teams with a couple available here. 14:48 remaining, tied at 46. Iowa the ball with 23 on the shot clock. Drew Thelwell inbounds to Josh Dick. It's a Dembele screen high on the left. Goes to Traore. A little bit of a factor here in the second half. Into Dembele in the lane. And double team. Ball knocked loose. And was last touched by Thelwell as it was pinballed out of bounds. And the Badgers get it off the miscue. And now the under 16 media timeout. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 14:38 remaining. Wisconsin 46, Iowa 46. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money right now at Menards. Adding Knauf fiberglass insulation to your home is an effective way to keep warm and lower your utility bills by 15%. Plus, you can stack on savings with additional federal tax credits on qualifying energy-efficient upgrades. Get a roll of R13 craft-faced fiberglass insulation for $12.99. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? Well, then head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese pepperoni and sausage pizzas to golden fried chicken to signature hot sandwiches, Ferraro's has all your cravings covered. Plus, don't miss February's special chili dog pizza, a savory chili base topped with melty cheddar cheese, juicy hot dog pieces, fresh onion, and a drizzle of liquid cheddar. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Wisconsin basketball brought to you in part by UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 14:38 remaining. Wisconsin and Iowa tied at 46. Badgers 3 of 11 from the field, 1 of 7 from the three-point line.
I use the word clunky.
Yeah.
That's kind of what the second half has been right now.
Mm-hmm.
Both ways here, just got to find some rhythm here.
And Iowa showing a little press as Carter Gilmore trying to get it in, lobs it into Blackwell, and he'll get it across half court. Jack Janicki, Kamari McGee, Nolan Winsor out there on the floor for Wisconsin. McGee outside right, Brock Harding defending it. They throw it into Winter, side pick and roll up the rim, no good, tipped up, no, and the rebound comes down to Iowa. Here's Price Sanford, 11 points in the first half. Traore blows off the wing, low on the left, Lodge Dembele will finish. Iowa in transition now has the lead 48-46. 14-10 remaining. McGee on the right side. Throws to Winsor. Rotates to Jack Janicki on the left wing. A pass for Gilmore. Fakes the three. Puts it on the deck. Gilly drives. Dishes Winsor. Bobbles. Is loose. And the Hawkeyes come up with it. Off of turnover number 7 for Wisconsin. Price Sanford to his big brother Peyton down the lane. And a reach-in foul called on Jack Janicki. And that should send Peyton Sanford to the free throw line as Janicki picks up his first foul.
And the passing angle on the last pass for Wisconsin, just a little too tight for the bounce pass. And you just knew Iowa was going to dig it out. One, because Iowa isn't really playing any big. So when you just talk about the leverage of where that's at, it's tough to dig that out. And Iowa had a bunch of smaller guys in there and closer to the ball.
Peyton Sanford makes the first free throw, just his third point of the game. Crowell in for Nolan Winsor. Sanford pretty close to automatic at the free throw line. And in that category, along with Jordan Bohannon, who has the all-time free throw percentage record at Iowa. Sanford hits the second, 50-46. Iowa presses back on for the Hawkeyes. Inbounds pass to Blackwell. Price Sanford defending, and the double from Traore. They loop it to McGee across to Gilmore. Now to Blackwell.
I got away with another travel.
That's a couple of them Badgers have gotten away with in the second half. Blackwell throws to Gilmore. Left side McGee. Left corner Janicki flips a three. Got it. A big three for Jack Janicki as the Badgers are within one. 13:28 remaining. Price Sanford outside right and tried to shovel it into Traore. It's kicked out of bounds by Kamari McGee as Max Klesmit will come in. Well, Jack Janicki hit a three. It's like a DH. Get your double and push it out for a little bit.
That was a big time three.
It
just
was.
Look at it. I mean, it's a 1-point game now. You're sitting there four. And kind of felt like Iowa had a little bit of momentum and that three stopped that.
Tanjay in for Blackwell, 23 to shoot. Brock Harding inbounds to Peyton Sanford. Left of the lane, backing on Klesmit, still backing. And now a little double from Crowell. Dembele open, foul line jumper, rattles out, no good. Klesmit the rebound. And here comes Max up the floor for Wisconsin. Finds Steven Crowell, thought about it, turned it down, gives to John Tanjay on the left wing. A pass for Gilmore, he tries a three, and it hits off the back rim, no good. Crowell the offensive rebound, and it's knocked away from behind of the shot by Peyton Sanford, out of bounds.
And I don't know how Steve didn't get fouled on that position.
The Badger bench kind of wondering. I was waiting for Stevie to go to the foul line, but it is just deflected out of bounds. Kamari McGee inbounds to Max. Open for three straight away, and it's off the rim. No good. Peyton Sanford the rebound for Iowa. 50-49. The Hawkeyes in an over and back as the Sanford brothers just not in sync. Price Sanford to Peyton Sanford.
And now, and this was going to happen. By the way, we're going to end up getting some sort of a review. They're going to talk about it. Fran wanted to look at a look in the, or a elbow to the face first. And
yeah, they're not going to look.
No.
Yeah. That was when like Peyton but this Sanford was, got discarded
yeah,
down
absolutely.
Here.
Yeah. But this was not.
Yeah.
This has not been clean here the last 2 minutes of this game, of this half. I'll just say that.
That's safe to say. 50-49 Iowa. 12:51 remaining. Inbounds backcourt. Running it down is Kamari McGee. And he'll bring it up for Wisconsin. McGee high on the left. Stops the dribble outside right, feeds Gilmore, darts a pass to Max, right corner three, off the rim short. Rebound to Price Sanford. Well, Wisconsin's getting good looks, just not knocking them down. Here's Peyton Sanford out high. Sanford high on the right. He's with Steven Crowell. Cross court to Price Sanford outside left. He's with Klesman. Bounce pass Seydou Traore. Moving in on McGee, darts a pass Brock Harding. Walk with the ball, trying to juke left, move right. Turnover Iowa, just the sixth mistake for the Hawkeyes here this afternoon. Iowa fans going, well, you missed two at the other end, but you got that one. That's how it works. Official fans always want to help.
Always, always.
12-15 to play, 50-49 Iowa. Here's Klesman on the right side. Max bounces the crowd. Low on the right, wanted a dunk. Blocked by Traore. Comes down to Peyton Sanford. Up the floor, finds Harding. Skips it, Price Sanford for three. Left side, clanked off the glass of rim. Got his own rebound. Shot blocked by Crowell, but a foul. And we'll have the under 12 media timeout. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 11:56 remaining. Iowa 50, Wisconsin 49. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Mott's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of Mott's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub, lots of Mott's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
Hey Badger fans, you want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Minutes 56 seconds remaining. Iowa 50, Wisconsin 49. Butchie, you're using the word clunky. Clanky might work too. I mean, it's 4 of 19 for Wisconsin for the field in the second half, 2 of 11 from the 3-point line. But now, we'll say keep, you're open, keep shooting.
Yes.
Let it go.
And I understand, and that's why Wisconsin's, you know, sitting there where they are on the season right now at 18-5, like, because they believe, you know, and, but at some point, I do want to still see them attack the paint.
Go inside, yep.
And it's mainly because we know what Iowa is on the defensive side. Mm-hmm. And you can, a couple ball reversals, and it's the party of the Red Sea. You can get to the basket at any point you want. But what Wisconsin's not doing offensively is moving it nearly enough. The ball's sticking. Iowa's loaded up. Now all of a sudden those driving lanes aren't there. Get the ball moving. Get the paint. There's a reason you're not making your threes. They're not coming from paint touches out. They're just coming from, you know, swing, 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 shot versus hit the paint, get the defense to collapse. Now you spray it out, you get a better shot.
Price Sanford, a 61% free throw shooter, gets two at the line. He's good with the first. First point of the second half, he had 11 in the first, so he's been a boost. Seydou Traore has 9 points, six rebounds, and three assists for the Hawkeyes. Second free throw for Price Sanford. Rattles out, no good. Tanjay the rebound. 51-49 Iowa with 11:50 remaining. Tanjay outside left, throws to Max right of the center circle. Klesmet gets a high screen from Crowell. A throw to Stevie, right of the lane. Back out to Klesmet. At the top. Max puts it on the deck. Left lane line. Lost his balance. Walked with the ball. Turnover, Wisconsin. That's eight of them.
I was going to say, it's eight of them, but we've seen a lot of traveling in this game.
Yep.
Both teams don't turn the ball over a lot. That's the crazy thing right now. When you look at where they're at, Wisconsin with eight, Iowa with six. Both are right around that 10.
Yeah, it's about what they average per game. Klesmet comes out. Brock Harding to the front court. Ajay Dembele with a high screen. Harding driving. Left lane line. Pivots. Goes up right hand. Danced off the rim. No good. The rebound to Tanjay. With 11:22 to play, the lead is two for the Hawkeyes. 51-49. Tanjay with a high screen from Crowell. Drifts to the left side. Throws to Stevie out between the circles. Angles right. Gives to McGee. Kamari finds Gilmore. Fakes the three. Gilly in the lane. Slips it to Carter. Now Tanjay for three. Right corner. Off the rim. No good. And Crowell got fouled on the rebound. Brock Harding got him.
Yeah.
That's three on Harding and three on Iowa here in the second half. Andrews still cannot shoot straight here in the second half of play. Drew Thelwell is in for Harding. 11:04 remaining, 51-49 Iowa. McGee baseline right, inbounds Gilmore low on the left, missed the chip, he tried to tip it, got fouled by Seydou Traore.
I think it's going to be end line out of bounds.
Yep. Yeah. It is, yep, non-shooting.
Which is the right call, but you know, Wisconsin executed an inline out of bounds. I mean, that's the breaking news in this game right now, which is great.
Yeah, they've had to burn a couple of timeouts in the first half because they couldn't get it to an open man.
And they had one earlier in this half. Where was that? So now another inline out of bounds opportunity.
14 fouls on Iowa. McGee inbounds to Tanjay. Outside right. Here's John. Starts to go. Hits the brakes. Feeds Blackwell. Sends to Crowell at the top. Out to John. Off the right wing. Blackwell with a strong take. Takes it to the rim. Layup is good.
A much needed basket because he attacked the basket.
Tied at 51 with 10:45 remaining. Dembele throws to Traore. High on the right. He's up for Peyton Sanford. It's a Dembele screen left of the lane. Whips to Traore three in the air. Up top. That's off the rim. No good. Whistle. Foul called as Price Sanford was getting the rebound. He got tied up by Tanjay.
Grabbed his jersey.
Two on Tanjay. Three on Wisconsin here in the second half. And now Josh Dix will come back in for the Hawkeyes for Peyton Sanford. 10:35 remaining. Wisconsin and Iowa tied at 51. Thelwell, baseline left inbounding. Looking into Price Sanford. He's along the left baseline. Throws it Dembele. Feeds Traore top of the circle. Drifting to the right. Hands off to Josh Dix. Defended by John Blackwell. Picks right of the circle. Looking to go to work. Left hand dribble. Stops. Picked up by Crowell to switch. A throw to Traore. Flips a three right side. Off the rim. No good. Rebound. Thelwell took it
stepped
away from Crowell, but he stepped on the baseline. Yep. Andrews get it back.
I don't know how he got the ball. I'll be honest.
Crafty.
But that being said, he steps out and gives it to Wisconsin. Thankful.
Iowa putting on backcourt pressure. Blackwell surveys in the backcourt. He's got Traore and Thelwell in his grill. They get it across half court. Pass deflected. Gathered by Kamari McGee. Left corner. Three is good. The sweet spot for Kamari McGee. And the Badgers lead 54-51. 9:54 remaining. Here's Price Sanford. Knocked away. Tanjay. Ball on the floor. Bodies on the floor. Big old pile. And they'll get a held ball arrow to Iowa. Kamari McGee, that left corner.
It's been.
Yeah. Better than 54% from three this season coming into the game. As good as it gets.
Absolutely.
19 to shoot, 9:48 to play. Badgers up three. Thelwell, baseline left. Looks, still looks, gets it into Price Sanford. Tanjay out on him. A throw to Thelwell. Left corner three is off the rim. No good. Crowell the rebound for Wisconsin with 9:40 to play. Largest lead either team has had is six. That was Iowa who had it. Badgers' biggest lead is three, which is what they have right now. Crowell, a dribble handoff to McGee. Kamari to the line, and he got bumped in the lane. Throws it up. Will they get the continuation? No, I didn't think so. Badger bench was campaigning because that's why they make the big bucks. But they were going to get that. It is team foul number five on Iowa. Dembele, by the way, the foul, his first personal. Kamari McGee, baseline left inbounds to Tanjay, shuffles off the left wing. Now finds Kamari, outside right, fakes the three, puts it on the deck, in the lane, back out to Gilmore, rotates Blackwell, left wing three, off the rim and in for John Blackwell. And it's 57-51 Wisconsin with 9:07 remaining. Drew Thelwell out high for the Hawkeyes. Throwing to Dix at the left point. Inside feed, Traore catches. Backs on Blackwell in the lane and runs into Tanjay. Gets it out to Thelwell, bounces to Josh Dix, tries a three, left side, good. He'll bail out three right there from Josh Dix. 57-54 Wisconsin. 8:45 remaining. Blackwell throwing to Gilmore, high on the right. Feeding Crowell at the top. Taps it to Tanjay, outside left. Tanjay looking to go to work down the lane to the rim. Layup, no, but a foul. And again, the Badgers attacking.
Well, it started to, exactly.
Yes.
There's no secret right now. If you attack, good things are going to happen. They're starting to do that, and then that's when you get some of that spray out three. But you attack the basket, you're going to be able to get what you want.
Seydou Traore, the foul, his second, team's sixth. With 8:35 remaining, and John Tanjay, a 92% free throw shooter. At the line for the first time today. First free throw is short off the front rim. Winter and Klesman coming in. Crowell and McGee will sit down. Peyton Sanford in for Price Sanford. 57-54 Wisconsin with 8 minutes and 35 seconds remaining. Tanjay with 10 points today. Averages 18 and a half a contest. Second free throw is straight through. 58-54, Wisconsin. And here comes Drew Thelwell for the Hawkeyes. 7 points for him so far this afternoon. He sets the floor against Tanjay. Thelwell throws to Dix at the top against Blackwell. Josh Dix retreats. Shot clock at 13. Peyton Sanford for three. Left side, good. His first bucket of the second half, 58-57 Wisconsin, 8:10 remaining. John Blackwell out high. High screen, Nolan Winter. Blackwell throws to Nolan, wide open three, right side off the rim, no.
It's going to be a foul on Carter
inside,
Gilmore.
Yep, they'll get Gilmore, that's his third. Well, Peyton Sanford hitting a three, getting the crowd going. We have the under eight media timeout. For comprehensive coverage of college basketball, tune in to SiriusXM Big Ten Radio, channel 372 in the car, and on the all-new SiriusXM app. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. 7:59 remaining, Wisconsin 58, Iowa 57. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Nope. Well, case in point, life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with Care Credit Options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
With more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 7:55 to play. Wisconsin 58. Iowa 57. Clayton Sanford hitting a three a moment ago, and that got the crowd going. He's erupted on a couple of occasions in the second half here at Carver. Hawkeye had 30 in the second half plus overtime against Nebraska. 21 second half points against Indiana.
And only 2 of 8 this afternoon. Now, Wisconsin's done a good job by staying connected, but you can't give him any space.
Here comes Drew Thelwell for the Hawkeyes, met by John Tanjay, now Max Klesman. High on the right, Dembele hands off to Thelwell again. Finds Peyton Sanford, took a look, puts it on the floor, stops at the free throw line. The pass goes through Thelwell's hands. He gathers with 15 to shoot. Thelwell out front, isolating on Klesman. A blow-by shot blocked by Winter, but they'll get a goaltending
call. They'll be able to
review
that.
They will look at that.
And that's what this rule is so.
Because you call it on the floor, they'll review it at the next meeting.
Yeah.
Yep, there's 7:30.
Which is a terrible rule.
Yeah, at 7:36 remaining, they won't be able to review it until the under four media timeout. So right now, it's 59-58 Iowa. The Badgers back on offense. Blackwell throwing to Nolan Winter. Feeds Klesman left side. They go into Crowell, left of the lane. A little double team. Now to Max. Feeds Blackwell out high. Tanjay with it. To the line, down the lane, to the rim. Goes up. Got fouled. Hotties on the floor, including Laji Dembele, as John Tanjay will go to the free throw line.
What did Wisconsin do in that possession?
Attack. Foul, goal, number 13, Laji Dembele. That's his second.
It's two on Dembele. The team's seventh. This is a shooting foul. Tanjay will get a pair. With 7:12 to play, and Iowa leads 59-58. Tanjay split his free throws a moment ago. He has 11 points today. His free throw is good, and we're tied at 59.
And I think until Iowa stops you from going to the basket, that has to be the focus. Got a little shot fake, got to the rim that way.
Second free throw is good for Tanjay, and the Badgers get the lead back, 60-59. 7:10 remaining. Here's Thelwell to the front court. Tanjay trying to stick with him. Thelwell high on the right. The Moorhead State transfer feeding Peyton Sanford. Quick close by Klesman. Peyton Sanford dribbles to the left point. 12 in the shot clock. A pass to Traore. Driving on Winter. Pushed it up. Around and out. No good. Rebound tipped into the hands of John Tanjay. 6:45 to play. 60-59 Wisconsin. Klesman throwing to John Blackwell. Feeding Tanjay high on the right. Throws to Crowell. Puts to Blackwell outside right. Gets it to Klesman. Max drifting out. A feed for Tanjay with 10 to shoot. Tanjay baseline right, drives it. He got hip checked by Dembele. That'll be his third, team's eighth. A 1-1 coming up for John Tanjay.
And that's where, with 17 minutes left in the second half, Iowa picked up two cheap fouls. One was on a turnover, and they took one. They had two take fouls. Well, now that's where that's coming into play here with 6:29 left.
Tanjay, 3 of 4 at the foul line. He averages 6.3 free throw attempts per game. Mentioned he's 92% coming into this matchup. This is a 1-1 for Tanjay. Eyes the rim, front end is good.
And back-to-back free throw attempts are, opportunities to get to the free throw line by John Tanjay. What is he doing? He's getting to the basket.
61-59 Wisconsin, 6:29 remaining. Second free throw coming up for the grad transfer is straight through. He's made 5 in a row now, 62-59 Wisconsin. With 6.5 minutes remaining in Iowa City. Thelwell to the front court, hands off to Dix. He'll feed Peyton Sanford, throws to Seydou Traore at the left point. Nolan Winter checking him. Now it's Dix at the top of the circle. Picks against Blackwell with 12 to shoot. Peyton Sanford high on the left. Long three on the way. Nope. Rebound Blackwell for Wisconsin. 6:05 to play. 3-point lead for the Badgers. Here comes Blackwell to the front court. Screens from Crowell and Winter. Blackwell left of the lane. Throws to Winter. Olin feeds Max Klesman on the right wing. Out to Crowell. Top of the circle. Sends it back to Max. 10 to shoot. Klesman dribbles off the right wing. Darts to Tanjay. Left quarter three. Yes, sir. John Tanjay with a big triple. And it's 65-59. Wisconsin. Thelwell quickly the other way. Drives the lane. Splits two defenders. Lost it. Crowell was there. He tried to split Winter and Crowell. And Thelwell is down and hurt. Oh, he is in a lot of pain right now. It's kind of screened when he went to the floor, but the athletic trainer out there to look at him. But, man, it's an Iowa team already without Owen Freeman. And Thelwell is in a lot of pain. We have 5:33 remaining, 65-59, Wisconsin. He tried to split.
Yeah, he tried to split it. It's
and then lost possession of the ball and then went down
hard,
awkwardly and hard.
And I don't know if it's his knee or if it's his ankle, but I'll tell you one thing, and I know that it's not good.
5:33 to play, 65-59, Wisconsin. Greg Gard with his team in the huddle right now, and Fran McCaffrey is checking on his injured guard. Thelwell now is up, but very little weight on that right leg as he is hopping on his left leg into the locker room area for the Hawkeyes. And you're talking about another key player for this Iowa team. Really terrific years at Morehead State. The winningest player in school history there. And imagine he had 25 against Wisconsin in that January matchup. So Brock Harding is in. The Badgers have the ball up six with 5:33 remaining. And here comes Blackwell for Wisconsin as the Badgers get organized at the offensive end. Blackwell throwing to Tanjay high on the left. Tanjay with a screen from Crowell. Three on the way for Tanjay. It's off the rim and out. No good. Rebound tipped. Josh Dix tightrope at that baseline. Gathers and throws to Brock Harding. Harding throws it out to Dix on the right side. Dix curls around a Dembele screen to the free throw line. Whips it to Traore. Baseline right. Stops. Up right hand. No good. Rebound. Nolan Winter of Wisconsin.
And if I'm Iowa, the shot's got to come from Dix or Peyton Stanford. Traore, I know, has been involved, but it's got to come from those guys.
Here's Blackwell spinning in the lane, and he walked with the ball. He had it all set up, but he shuffled. And now Price Sanford will come in for Traore. When I saw Price coming in, I said, oh, man. 65-59, Wisconsin, 4:51 remaining. And now Carter Gilmore will come in for Nolan Winter. You're doing the same thing, right? Here comes Brock Harding for Iowa. Harding outside right. Kills the dribble. Now it's Peyton Sanford dribbling to the top of the circle. Tanjay defends. A flip to Dembele. Is it to Harding? Harding baseline right. Whips it to Price Sanford. Top of the circle. Price drives up left hand. Good. Good take for Price Sanford. 65-61 Wisconsin with 4:25 remaining.
Okay, Wisconsin continue to put pressure on the rim.
Here's Blackwell to the front court. High screen from Crowell. A throw to Gilmore between the arcs. He'll pass to Tanjay off the right wing. Tanjay retreats, feeds Crowell. Sends it to Klesman. Out to Stevie. Skips it. Blackwell. Extra pass Tanjay. He got bumped on the right wing by Peyton Sanford. And as team foul number nine, another 1-1 coming up for John Tanjay with 4:05 to play.
But what is John doing, right? The ball's moving, which helps. But he is attacking closeouts. He's attacking closeouts, and it's getting him to the free throw line. There's no secrets to what's happening right now.
1-1 for Tanjay. He has 18 points today. Front end is good. 66-61 Wisconsin, 4:05 remaining. Just so you know, the Badgers' last two games down here at Carver-Hawkeye have gone to overtime. Just saying.
So if John Tonja keeps attacking closeouts, it won't. Yeah. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Right there with you. Second free throw is good for John. Kamari McGee will check in for Max Klesmet. 4:05 to play. 67-61 Wisconsin. Biggest lead either team has had is 6 points today. Brock Harding. And a kick. Going to go inside as we'll have the under four media timeout. 3:59 to play. Wisconsin 67, Iowa 61. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Pick today's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3 minutes, 59 seconds remaining. 67-61 Wisconsin. Well, you mentioned it. Need to get to the rim. Butchie and John Tonjay is doing just that.
Well, he's doing that. When you look at the second half, he's gotten to the free throw line 8 times. 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Did not get there at all in the first half. The amount of pressure that he's putting on the rim, it's going to open up a spray out three pretty soon. But continue to attack that rim and put pressure on there. If you get to the call, if you get to the free throw line, but the way that he shoots the ball, you're thrilled, right? Obviously, we know 91% free throw shooter, he gets there. But continue to put pressure on that rim is going to be crucial.
During the media timeout, they reviewed that goaltending call, which stands, so it does remain 67-61. Wisconsin leading Iowa. As the Hawkeyes will be inbounding with 24 on the shot clock. Brock Harding baseline right will throw it in. Looking and still looking, and he'll send it out between the arcs to Price Sanford against Carter Gilmore. Now picked up by Crowell off the switch. Price Sanford dribbles off the right wing, throws to Harding on the left side. A jab step, working against John Tonjay. Brock Harding, left of the lane, turns up left hand and out, no good. Rebound tapped to Harding low in the left, knocked away Gilmore, loose. Peyton Sanford is there. Now Price Sanford to the line, stops left lane line, shoveled it inside to Dembele, and Stephen Crowell rips it away. They get a held ball. Arrow, Wisconsin.
First one on the floor usually wins, and that's exactly what happened there. Steve, Big Steve gets on the ground.
And Drew Thelwell is back into the game for Iowa to replace Brock Harding. About that.
And if you're Wisconsin, you have to attack him. It's his ankle. You can see him hopping on it right now.
3:35 to play, 67-61 Wisconsin. Kamari McGee against Thelwell. Backcourt pressure, a throw to Blackwell across the mid-stripe for Carter Gilmore. He'll bounce it out to McGee as Thelwell that gimping right ankle, defending. Screens from Gilmore and Crowell. McGee drifting to the right side. Kamari goes left side on the wing for Blackwell. Tries a three. Bounced off the rim and out. No good. Hawkeyes clear the rebound. Peyton Sanford up the floor. 3:08 to play. And a bump and a foul on McGee. Team's fifth. His second. 3:07 remaining. 67-61. Wisconsin.
Yeah, this is really smart by Greg Gard. This is really smart by Greg Gard, because now you've got Max Klusman, John Tanjay, and John Blackwell on the floor.
Yeah, Max coming in for Kamari McGee. Dembele outside right. Dribbles to the top of the circle. Hands off to Josh Dix. He'll turn it to Price Sanford. Dribbles off the right wing, and he got fouled by Carter Gilmore. As they're tightening things up here, that is four on Gilmore and the sixth on Wisconsin. 2:57 to play, 67-61 Wisconsin. Fellwell, baseline rifle inbound into Dembele. He'll scoop it to Fellwell at the top of the circle. Tanjay defends out to Price Sanford. Starts to go, retreats above the three-point line. Gilmore defending. Josh Dix with eight to shoot. Dix high to the right. Top of the circle. Long three of the way is around the rim and out. No good. Tanjay the rebound with 2:38 remaining. 67-61 Wisconsin.
And you've got to get John Blackwell in a ball screen action with Fellwell guarding him. Just find the action to get into it.
Crowell throwing to Gilmore. Running Max Klusman now outside left. Klusman out front. Feeding Gilmore. Sends it back to Max. Seven to shoot. Klusman sizes it up. Blackwell with four to shoot. John driving in the lane. Pushed it up. No good. And the rebound. Blackwell digs it out of there. And a foul is called on Iowa. Oh, what work by Blackwell. Dembele called for the foul. And that's his fourth.
That's just a great individual work by John Blackwell. Now, the ball should have gotten to John Blackwell a lot earlier in that possession, so he didn't have to go. I mean, it's that obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Like, whoever Thelwell is guarding, you have to get him in the ball. Get him in the ball screen action.
That's team foul number 10 on Iowa. 2:08 to play. Blackwell shoots two, and he is good with the first.
And I credit Thelwell for the effort to being out. Like, I mean, he's gutting this thing out.
Yep.
But you can tell he's playing on one leg.
68-61 Wisconsin. Blackwell made the first free throw, and the second rolls off no good. Rebound to Peyton Sanford. Here come the Hawkeyes, down by seven with 2 minutes to play, and Fellwell gets bumped out high. Blackwell trying to work over the screen, and he picks up his second, and a 1-1 now for the Hawkeyes. 2:03 to play, 68-61 Wisconsin. Fellwell just taking those deep breaths. He is digging deep.
I was going to say, I give the kid a bunch of credit, but on this end, if you're Wisconsin, you can run some action, but it's got to end with whoever he's guarding.
1-1 for Fellwell is good. He has 10 points now. 68-62 Wisconsin. Both teams have two timeouts available. Iowa has the possession arrow. Second free throw is good for Fellwell.
Your friend, you got to sub about. That's exactly what it is.
Yes. Offense, defense.
Yep.
Traore is in. Fellwell is out. 5-point lead Wisconsin. 2:03 remaining. Press is on for the Hawkeyes. Carter Gilmore, no one on him. He'll throw it in. Shuffles to his left. Flips it into Max Klusman. Price Sanford out on it. And a pass intended for Blackwell is kicked out of bounds by Traore. 1:59 remaining. 68-63 Wisconsin. Shot clock 26. Inbounds pass to Tanjay. He'll turn and go up the right sideline of the front court. He got fouled by Sam Peyton Sanford, and John Tanjay will shoot two.
Now, I don't know.
Yes.
The last 3 minutes of this game, the whistle's been blowing different than the previous 37.
Just, are correct. So we were talking in the first half, and really we've been talking the last few games where we've let guys go.
Yeah, now, no question, yeah.
And now it's changed.
Yeah, well, and for me it's changed because the first 37 was called differently.
Yeah, it was.
I mean...
Tanjay, 7 of 8 at the foul line. 20 points today. First free throw is good. 69-63 Wisconsin. And now Thelwell will come back in for Traore as Fran McCaffrey continues the game of offense-defense. Badgers are 13 of 16 at the foul line this afternoon. 6-point lead for the Badgers. Second free throw, Tanjay, is good. 70-63 Wisconsin. And here comes Thelwell, 1:55 remaining. Thelwell drives off the right wing to the rim, flipped it up left hand, no good. Blackwell the rebound. And he'll loop it right side for Max Klesman. Max will break the mid-stripe. Against Price Stanford, throws to Blackwell. Josh Dix is up on him. Left sideline is Blackwell, near half court. 13 on the shot clock. Blackwell high on the left. 10 on the shot clock. High screen crowd. Dembele hedging. Shot clock at 7. Blackwell to the free throw line. Turns, shoots, hits. John Blackwell gives Wisconsin a 9-point lead. A minute 20 to play. Still work to do. Here's Thelwell. Feeds Price Sanford. Starts to go. Got fouled by Carter Gilmore along the left baseline. And that'll wrap it up for Gilly today. He'll finish with 3 points and 4 rebounds. Maury McGee will come in. 1:15 remaining. 72-63, Wisconsin.
I'll tell you, that last shot by John Blackwell was something else, though.
Yes, it was.
I mean, it really was. And it gave him a little bit of a breathing room with a minute 15 left. I think that's the biggest thing.
Steven Crowell has some blood just below his right knee. Greg Garr getting the attention of Keith Kimball, so do a little work on Stevie.
But that last possession, it gave Wisconsin breathing room.
Yes.
I think that's the thing. You're looking at a 7-point game now. It goes to 9. You know, even if Iowa knocks a couple 3, like, you just, you have that. Mm-hmm. But I really have to give Wisconsin a whole bunch of credit for continuing. And it started with John Tonja getting to the basket. 3s weren't falling.
Yep.
You know, you were struggling to find that rhythm. You're still 12 of 35. But, like, I just, it just... knowing when, I guess, and that's the experience of John Tanjay, right? Like, that's the experience. Excuse me, 8 of, yeah, 12 of 35. Okay.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Price Sanford at the free throw line. He is 1 of 2 today. He has 14 points, 11 coming in the first half. This is a 1-1. Front end, back rim, no. Rebound, Peyton Sanford. Now he's open. He got the pass from Price. Shot up, no good from 3. Dembele, the rebound. Another chance. Price Sanford off the right wing. Goes to the cup. Layup, no. Rebound, Blackwell. 2 Hawkeyes to the floor. Blackwell cross court to Tanjay with a minute to play. And the Badgers lead 72-63. Tanjay splits 2 Hawkeyes. A throw to Klesman. Feeds Blackwell on the left side. Blackwell with a pass to Kamari McGee. He'll take it inside out on the dribble. And bodies on the floor. They'll play on. Max Klesman wants Kamari back in the game. He's back in. The floater left of the lane is good. Thank
that
you. Have game. A nice day.
And that is your game.
74-63 Wisconsin. Here's Peyton Sanford, a 3. Clip the rim. No. Out of bounds to Wisconsin with 29.4 seconds remaining. And the Badgers are up 11.
I mean, a gutty performance. Wasn't always pretty. It wasn't always perfect, but you found a way to get it done. That's what great teams do.
Tanjay will bring it up. Iowa calls off the dogs. Shot clock is off. No need to do anything but burn off the remaining time. As, boy, the Hawkeyes, without Owen Freeman, without Thelwell for a stretch, Fran McCaffrey's team, try as they might, but the Badgers will end up being a little bit better today and will sweep the regular season series.
Yeah, and it really came down to that second half and understanding what needed to be done, time, score, situation, what wasn't working, and putting your head down and just getting to the rim.
And the Badgers end up winning by 11 in a bit of a deceiving final score. This game was tight throughout, but the Badgers get the job done. 14 of 17 from the free throw line, getting a lot of that work done at crunch time to get the win. And they're now 9-4 in Big Ten play.
And you look at 14 free throw attempts in that second half, 12 of 14. And it's just understanding what needed to be done. 5 of 18 in the second half from 3, but 12 of 14 from the free throw line and just putting pressure on the rim.
John Tanjay, 9 of 10. He missed his first free throw, made the next 9. Final score, Wisconsin 74, Iowa 63. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm so sorry. I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision, and the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight. When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Of Public Health, Brady and the Ad Council.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
The Wisconsin Ford Dealers Postgame Show as the Badgers defeat Iowa this afternoon, 74-63. Joined courtside by head coach Greg Gard. Nothing like attacking the rim and getting to the foul line a lot with guys who know how to knock it down.
Yeah, the old school basketball there. When threes aren't always going down, let's do it the old-fashioned way.
And actually pretty good looks, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did. It was just a matter of, you know, eventually. And yeah, when we needed them to go down to get separation, they did.
But you look at your guys and having the experience, but understanding, hey, this isn't it. Put your head down, get to the basket. That's what John did, just to kind of give you a little bit of a buffer.
Right.
And then you kind of, you could feel everyone breathe a little bit
right,
at that point.
Right, yeah.
Were you emphasizing, hey, we got to get to the rim a little bit more, obviously?
Well, emphasize the thing we talked about at half.